everybody, and welcome. All thanks to LD Mobile. This is NBL Overtime, of course. Hoop fans, wherever you might be around the country, hashtag NBL Overtime to get involved. I'm excited. Couple of young rooks on the backdrop. We're going to get to that very shortly. The Bullets are firing. The Hawks are brilliant. United are winning, even without one of their stars doing a great deal. I just dropped my pencil, but Homicide, good to see you, my man.
What's going on?
I'm psyched. I am pumped. This thing's under control already. We're firing. Liam Santa Maria, Studs and Duds is out. NBL.com.au. Hello.
Hello. That was one of the most fun rounds of basketball I've seen in such a long time. That Cairns-Brisbane game, I was on my couch at home just losing my biscuits.
Yeah, I'll tell you who didn't enjoy it, Cairns fans. but we will start with the winners because the Bullets had an exceptional week since we last caught up. They were 2-0. Sobey's going nuts. Law's going nuts. They're working their way into it. Let's have a look at this. I'll start with you, Liam, because you raised it off the top. This was a fun game.
Loving this team right now. Obviously, a little bit of a slow start, but they are playing through their two stars. And Sam McKinnon, the GM of basketball, made it clear in a conversation he had during the week. These are our guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to ride our guys, Nathan Sobey and Vic Law, and then we've got to plug in the pieces around him and everyone's got to do their thing. And Sobey is in his comfort zone right now, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. Those two guys scored nearly 60% of Brisbane's points across their two wins this week. They were all kinds of clutch in the big moments. And Vic Law is everything that you would want him to be. I mean, skill, size, strength, conditioning, athleticism, elite basketball IQ. And I love the competitive fire that he plays with. And right now, I'm just loving this team.
Just before I let you fire Homicide, you called for this, Liam Centenary. You called for this in the offseason around Nathan Sobey.
They've put him in a position to succeed. He's still making plays, but he doesn't feel like he's got to be the guy that controls the tempo or calls the plays. The best thing that's happened Nathan Sobey is Jason Kadee. Mm-hmm. Those two guys playing alongside each other, extended minutes on the floor, and as a result, he's playing at an all-NBL level.
My most fun part of the weekend was you going nuts about Machado hitting the game tie on Instagram, and then Vic Law comes from the other end and does that.
29-11, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 rebounds. As you said, Liam, he does it all. He's exactly what they need. And I love the fact that they are playing through him. They are playing through Nathan Sobey. When Nathan Sobey is attacking downhill, he's one of the best in the league. Mm-hmm. Like you said, he's playing all NBA level. This is the level we need to see him play at. We saw this in Adelaide. For me, Nathan Sobey is just a scoring guard. He can play point. He's not at his best when he plays the point guard position. His natural position is that two guard. Give him the ball. Let him just be aggressive the whole game. Make a miss. This is how I love to see Nathan Sobey play. This duo is serious. I love what I saw down the stretch of that game. Took his man off the dribble, Vic Law, and got an easy bucket. And they win the game with no time left on the clock. Great finish to the game.
A couple of things about that final play. I always love it when a team only needs a deuce for the game winner to win the game, then they attack the basket. And I love how Vic Law was like, you know what? Quatnoy was kind of getting his feet tangled up. This guy can't stay in front of me. Go right, no, cross it over, attack left, got right to the rim. And Krizlovic was guarding Matt Hodgson like he was Kevin Durant on the weak side, which didn't help. But the thing that has frustrated me about the Bullets last year and even the year before with Lamar Patterson being their guy, elite player, of course, when he's at his best. But that team assumed the mentality and the approach of Patterson and Lamanis, which was very calm, very cool, very collected. And that paid dividends sometimes, but also they lacked at other times the fire to just grab a game by the scruff of its neck. Now that team has the balance of Andre's cool, calm, collected strategy and Sobey and Vic Law going out and getting games, and I'm loving it.
Didn't really panic when they found themselves a fair way down, and the fact is now, Friday night, it's been pushed back. If you don't know, that game against United Thursday to Friday, a couple of changes with the West Australian situation, but the fact is Friday night is going to be fun. Cannot wait for that. Also, can't wait for the Hawks to get back on court because they are 4-0 and they are doing it without their highest, and I'm going to say, speak for myself and disagree if you want, their highest priority signing, the one that blew us all away, Dinga Dell in the off-season. He ain't even going yet. He was there, of course, on Thursday night for a little bit. Harvey's nuts. Jessup nuts. Froling's doing nuts. AJ Ogilvie's been brilliant playing that role that we didn't expect him to. Cam Bairstow not there yet. We'll talk a little more about that in a moment. I'm going to start with you, Homicide, because you love this team. You love what they're about. And you love the fact they are a genuine championship contender.
I don't think anybody actually saw this, them being 4-0. We know Gorgian is a GOAT, but we did not think 4-0. All these last-minute roster signings, we did not know it was going to be like this. Fast forward, Jessup, 19 points, 3 of 4 from the land of plenty. Tyler Harvey, 21, 5 of 7 from 3. Combined, 40 points, 8 for 11 from the 3. That backcourt is electrifying. That may be the most electrifying backcourt in this league. Froling, who I am impressed with, 14 and 7 rebounds. He makes such high IQ plays for being as big as he is. When in doubt, you can give him the ball, he's going to make the right play. Isaac White coming off the bench, 8 points. When a young man like that comes in with the confidence, that's just the coach allowing you to do your thing, and he's coming in and he's feeding off everybody else. You got a guy like that that can just stretch the floor. These guys, man, these guys are so on guard. You have to guard them. You cannot leave them. You can't leave them. Justin Simon, get that man the Damian Martin Award, yo. Give him the medal. Defensive player of the year, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. They signed him not for offense. They signed him for defense. We want you to guard the toughest players in this league. Make it help for them. He's a multi-dimensional player, and he can guard 1 through 4. Good luck, you elite scorers, because I would not want to see that man in front of me. He got a 7-foot wingspan, and he's like 6'5".
The cotton
Super
stopper.
Athletic. Listen.
The cotton stopper.
Look, Bryce Cotton, you the GOAT. You know I rock with you. This is the matchup I want to see. And then when they sub him out, you know who they throwing on you? Dinga Dell. He didn't even get started yet. These are athletic wing players that can guard 1 through 4. Man, that matchup is coming soon. I can't wait. You got it, Liam.
They've been absolutely sensational. And the thing I love about them is they've been everything that Gorge said they would be in the preseason, and he was putting it out there and we were hearing it, but we weren't listening hard enough. Because he said, you know what? People say, well, I even asked him, well, what your style that you played, that you won with back in the day? And he said, I worked out the NBL at that time. Yeah, we were a grinded out team at both ends of the floor. Well, I'm not going to approach it that way. Yes, I want my teams to continue to defend at the level that my teams in the NBL always have. But offensively, I'm going to loosen the reins. And oh boy, has he done that. The NBL's version of the Splash Brothers out there making it rain offensively. And he's given them a long leash to play and make plays. But defensively, they're a lockdown unit. And it's led by Justin Simon, but it's not a one-trick pony at that end of the floor. 78 points per game they've kept their opponents to thus far. And this is two teams, Brisbane and Cairns, who have plenty of offensive firepower. They haven't allowed them to get going. Gorge, you hear him constantly yelling from the sidelines, no foul, no foul. Now, part of that is to intimidate the refs, to make sure they don't call a foul. But it's also because he understands that you need to defend without fouling and get that job done. They're doing it, and they are a seriously tough beat. And can I just flag?
Hit it.
Brian Gorgian is going to coach in southeast Melbourne this week.
Right.
It's the first time he's going to coach in Melbourne since, well, in an NBL game, since he hoisted the trophy with the South Dragons back in 2009. So excited to have him back in Melbourne.
Hey, yo, and shout out to Dang Dang. This was a guy who didn't get any playing time last year, a bit of a journeyman, nobody really giving him that opportunity. So for him to finally get the opportunity and stepping up and playing good minutes and big minutes in his role with this team, I just wanted to give you a shout out, man.
Permanent green light as well for Ding Ding. He might be in the all green light team when we work that out in a couple of weeks, and I love it. I love the confidence they all play with. You mentioned Isaac White, Emmett Nah, Ding Ding. When they come off the bench and are playing minutes, both ends of the court, they've been brilliant. That's a lot to do with Brian Gorgian instilling all that confidence in these young guys. And the fact we are talking about no Cam Bairstow, and hopefully we see him on court sooner rather than later. But shout out to AJ Ogilvie as well. Starting in this crew, he was that late signing. We didn't know if he was going to end up back at the Hawks, and he has been brilliant. Dinga Dell, can't wait for you to do your thing as well. All right, are we sleeping on the 36ers?
Yes, we are.
They're 4-2. Are we sleeping on them?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. First of all, Josh Giddey's been a revelation, right? I didn't expect this. You guys know him way longer than I have. You guys have seen him from a youngin. I haven't. I'm so impressed with this kid. It's ridiculous, right? He is going to, mark my words, he's going to play Isaac Humphries back into the NBA. That duo in itself is so impressive to watch. Isaac Humphries is on a mission to get back into the NBA. Do you understand how it feels to know, as a local, you're in a country that league is so strong, it is a legitimate pathway to get to the NBA? You don't get no more comfortable than that. You're playing home. And he's balling out. He's only 23. DJ's going to be DJ. But defensively, what he's bringing to the table, I'm so impressed. 3.5 blocks per game, 18.5, 9 rebounds a game. Isaac Humphries the real deal, and he is an early MVP candidate. Now, on top of that.
Hang on, way too early. We'll get to that in a moment.
That's fine.
We're
going
to get to that in a minute.
That's early.
Go on.
Let me tell you the most impressive thing about this team. Defense. Okay, Josh Giddey ain't no slouch on defense. He's going to play defense. And his length and ability to want to play D is going to keep more players in front of him than not. The lockdown defense on the perimeter. Sunday Dech, good luck scoring on him. Tony Crocker, the vet, good luck scoring on him. So right there, your perimeter has trouble. And they have no problem pushing you to the paint. Why? They got Twin Towers in there. That's why defensively, they're going to get at you. And offensively, all you got to do is play through the front court. They gonna get you your points. That's the bulk of the points right there. Giddey's gonna do whatever he's gonna do. He's gonna get better every game. And everybody else, just ride that man's wave, B. Liam, you got it.
You know what? You said what you said about Justin Simon and the Damian Martin trophy. That man right there, Isaac Humphries, is gonna be in that conversation if he continues to play at this standard. And they got a guy in the backcourt as well, Sunday Dech, who is, I mean, if you want to talk about people or teams getting slept on, yes, this team, we slept on them. And he is not getting the recognition that he deserves because what they've been able to do in getting these 4 wins out of their first 6 games, a lot of it, a big part of it has been what Sunday Dech has been able to do at the defensive end against big-time players, right? We talk about Lamar Patterson and his struggles, and a lot of that is on himself, but he's had a dog guarding him in key moments when he's been out there. So that's been pretty difficult for him. And, you know, we talk about Brian Goorjian. Coach Henry, and I gave him a pat on the back on this show last week, he's second in Coach of the Year voting right now. Because this is a team that we did not expect to get much done. And the way he's got that, moved the pieces around, got them really bought in at the defensive end, and then got the guys in the positions to succeed offensively, it's a beautiful thing. And, look, we're not sleeping on them as championship contenders. Let's not get too carried away with things. But everyone thought that this was going to be the team that would dwell around the cellar throughout the year. But they've been way, way more competitive than that.
I want to give a big shout out to the fans as well, because they're nearly, and we understand where it is in restrictions and social distancing, and right around the world we're seeing, you know, empty stadiums in all sports. In Adelaide, nearly 7,000 have had a huge amount of home games, and they keep turning up midweek, weekends, and it's great to see. So the 36ers fans who are passionate, they were brilliant last year into the new stadium and done it again. So you're a huge reason as to why this team is playing so well. All right, let's get the Melbourne United. They're 3-0. Can't wait for Friday night, as I touch on. But I think we focus on Scotty Hobson here, because this is a huge, while right now he hasn't been able to do what we are waiting for him to do, the very fact is that he has been as disappointing as he has been. 0-8 on the weekend. They're undefeated. This is a huge bonus for the team if they get the Scotty Hobson that we all expect to roll up at some point.
If he does. I mean, let's hope he does.
Okay.
But, you know, we've seen situations with this club over the years where guys haven't necessarily got to that level. Cedric Jackson was a superstar in this league, and they cut him midway through the season after they brought him in. So,
but he was injured, right?
Yeah, but you know, he wasn't getting it done.
Okay.
And look, we could focus on Scotty Hobson for sure, but let's not sleep on the performances of these other guys. Lawala Chula, you flagged in the preseason.
Most improved.
Is going to be having a big year. And, you know, Shea Illy, Jack White, these kind of supplementary pieces to the superstars of Golding and Landale, and that was a huge play right there. Look, 3-point game, you just it comes as no surprise that Chris Golding hits a big three in that moment to give them the buffer that they need. But look, they've been terrific. You're right. Dean Vickerman said in the post-game presser, we feel like it's a big upside for our squad that Scotty Hobson hasn't really turned up yet. We've got to get him going. He assumed a little bit of responsibility, also put a little bit on Scotty, and then I think we're going to watch with interest to see how they turn that around.
All right, so they're 3-0, and they're still my tip for the title. I'm not shying away from that. But if Scotty Hobson continues to play like this, they won't win it.
So
they just can't win it with their main gun, their one import.
Here's my thing.
Not being able to get to the level.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's their record?
They're 3-0.
It's no problem. Let's take into consideration that he came from America.
Mm-hmm.
He's rusty.
Mm-hmm.
These are shots that he's normally making. It's mm-hmm. not like he's just like turning the ball over, looking out of shape, looking crazy. He's just missing these shots. He's a shot maker.
Mm-hmm.
You need time to play yourself into some sort of rhythm. That's the reality of it. He ain't getting cut. None of that's happening. They are 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
They got a stacked team. So it's one of those things where, okay, you got Goulin, you got Jock, you got Jack White, you got Jolu Alachu, you got Shea Ely, you got Mitch McCann. They're all ballers. It's not like he's on a team with slouches.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are elite players. So guess what? When you get your touches, you better do what you do with it because it may not come back around. We all out here trying to get it. I said it in the preseason. I said that this team is stacked like a top EuroLeague team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're a gun import, it don't mean you're going to be a gun import on this team. You get what I'm saying? They got locals going to the NBA next year. You know, let's say this, the Spanish league. You're doing your thing on a real good team in the Spanish league. Next year, you go to Real Madrid. You think you're going to be the man at Real Madrid? Are you kidding me? You think you're going to go to Greece and jump on Panathinaikos and be the man? Good luck with that. So you go in, you get your shots, find your groove. It's not all on you to win or lose a game. Just find your groove and he'll play through that. They undefeated. He's fine.
And we have seen this kind of situation with Melbourne United and this kind of squad in that small forward spot before. You know, you think back to their championship year of 2017-18 with Casey Prather in that squad, new to the team. And it took a little while early in the season for them to find and him to find how to be his best amongst that group. DJ Kennedy, similarly. And that maybe never really found the sweet spot with DJ Kennedy. But you're right. I mean, he's still at them. And he made some big winning plays during that game in transition. Didn't force it. Handed it off to Jack White for the throwdown. Pick and roll action with Jock Landale. Found that man for the roll to the rim. Like, he's not forcing it. He's taking good shots. When they start to go down, he starts feeling good. I think they'll get things right.
Yeah, I fully expect him to get going at some point. If he doesn't, which has happened in the past, then that's a different conversation later in the year. Now, are you worried about Cairns yet? No? No?
Listen,
oh, yeah, sorry.
Listen.
I thought you were trying to deflect.
Listen, let's talk about it.
Please. That's why I bring things up.
Last round,
yes.
I was like, well, this is round four coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Round two, I was like, it's early. It's round two. Like, we don't have to worry about it. We have to worry about it. And it's not even us, it's them. To be honest with you, it's a wrap. You cannot, in a league this tough, you cannot be 1-5 and sucking it up on defense. Like, your defense stinks. That's the reality of the situation. What they take pride on, like you mentioned in round two, they're not doing. They're not getting stopped. Look how he got beat 1-on-1. And these things happen, right? You get beat, you get broken down on defense. Vic Law going for game. No weak side help. None. Should be feet in the paint. You're guarding the center over there. Why are you not guarding the basket with your head under the basket? That's fundamental defense where you're getting broken down. That's a team, right? The biggest thing that they had last year was who? The defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he would be guarding the toughest opposition player, right? So the next guy who's tough on the perimeter, he's getting the second toughest guy. For example, if you're going to play against Perth, DJ's guarding Cotton, right? The next guy up is going to guard, like, White, Tirico, okay? So he doesn't have to ever worry about really guarding the primary threat. That is a problem. Like, Kawhi Noy, he's a second year. It's a season. He's a baby. He's not experienced enough to play that role consistently. Might get a stop here and there. You might get a bucket here and there. DJ on offense was their leading scorer. The biggest part of their team, yes, Scott is a big part as a point guard. Cam Oliver's a big part. But what really made them go was the guy that played defense and stepped up. He was the anchor to their defense. He's gone. Who's going to step up?
All right. While we are on a roll, and Liam said this similar things last week, are you worried about New Zealand zipping to and specifically Lamar Patterson's early season struggles?
Well, I'll say this. I'm not worried yet about New Zealand because it's only two games. Mm-hmm. Lamar Patterson gets a pass from me only because of this. One, he came in overweight both years. What did he finish with? First team All-NBL, right? So what I can say is this. I don't like the shape that he's in, right? However, the man has come in 2 years consecutively and made first team All-NBL. So you get a pass from me. I ain't saying nothing yet till around round six.
Yeah, I mean, he does have those runs on the board because we did see it last year. I don't think we saw it necessarily in the first year because he came in pretty good and it took maybe a game or two to get going, but he was in good shape. But it's disappointing. I mean, if you're a New Zealand Breakers fan, you own the team, you're the coach of the team, you're one of his teammates. I think it's disappointing the way he's presented. But I think they also need to give him the rock, right? I mean, I flagged during the call on one of those games, like late in the quarter, it's the last possession and the clock's winding down. He comes flashing for the ball. That's Lamar Patterson's moment. That's why you have him on the team, to make plays in those situations. Jared Weeks looks him off. Guys have got to find him. He's trying to seal up on dudes in the block where, okay, I'm a little bit bigger right now, but let me use that to my advantage. Get down here and bully some dudes. He's not getting those looks. So everyone needs to play a part in all that. And on New Zealand, on Cairns, they were so electric and fun to watch offensively last year, but it was because they were running out of getting stops. They were a lockdown defensive team. They were the second best defensive rated team over the course of the season. And teams would use up a lot of shot clock trying to get a good look against that team because they would lock and trail and Newber would put fires out and they'd be all connected. And then tough shot, rebound, and find Scott and everybody run the floor. And we flagged at the start of this season. And I feel stupid for not seeing the forest for the trees on this team because we should.
Nah, don't feel stupid. Don't feel stupid. Liam, you are brilliant. No.
We should have all seen that this was going to be an enormous issue for them. But Jerick, Noi, and Deng, we said at the start of the year, you all need to be the best at the defensive end you've ever been as a pro, and they haven't. None of them have made that leap yet.
Hashtag NBL Overtime to get involved. Of course, Liam came in off the top, said it's one of the most fun weeks we've seen the NBL in a long time. We all agreed. And it leads to one of the best top 10s plays of the week.
Round three is done. Let's have some fun at your Aldi Mobile NBL top 10. At number 10, Mojot's head fake. Just part of the season. From there, this slam was nothing but a breeze. Man, you'd rather get caught in the middle of a shark's fang than stand in the way of Mojot Dang. We start things off with a can slam at number 10. On to number 9, and it's Josh Giddey setting up the stuff for Isaac Humphries, who's on the business end of this pick and roll to the hole with soul. The young combo for Adelaide invade the countdown at number 9. At 8, Anthony Drimmick with the baseline find that will blow your mind. He wraps it right through the Kings defensive garrison, setting up his buddy Big Tyrell Harrison. Anthony Drimmick with the dime and Harrison with the fly, and they're in at number 8. Our number 7 play is delivered by Shea. Illy throws this one to the moon, but that's Joelual Achul that's coming through. Tumbling right out of the vault of heaven, Luol Achul gets in at number 7. At number 6, respect to the Cairns play design that sends the next star Mojave flying. King throwing it down off the alley-oop inbounds and a taipan slam gets in at number 6. We're up to number 5 and Perth's leading by 1, but there's just enough time for the Phoenix to get it done. Kiefer Sykes giving the defender a little nibble, then that offbeat tricky dribble, and you know he's not gonna miss as he seals the game with a kiss. K Kiefer Sykes is at number 5. At number 4, as mandated by the International Slam Dunk Council, it's our weekly check-in with Space Cam on the reverse slam. At this point, Oliver's being graded on the curve, but the Cam's big man still giving his fans all they deserve. Cam Oliver in at number 4. On to number 3, and man, Donald Sloan is shakier than a rattlesnake on Red Bull, but that's nothing compared to the shot that Isaac Humphrey just pulled. A spinning, across-the-body throw, and somehow he gets it to go. Humphreys brings the D to their knees at number 3. At number 2, it's Mitch McCarron sharing to Jock Landell, who lands well and rings the bell. In the throwdown, the big man mows down Mitch Creek after catching this one at its peak. Melbourne gets in at number 2. But at number 1, Vic Law with the rock, and you better check the clock. Time winded down in OT when Law goes on this rim spree. Put the defender in the blender, then slamming home the game ender. Brisbane gets the win, and Vic gets in at number 1. On the NBL, cut it!
Well, thanks, LD Mobile. That's your top 10. Hashtag NBL overtime to get involved. Talking superstars, let's just touch on Ryan Brokoff, because I see Matty Logue in the Daily Telegraph in Sydney suggesting he's an option for the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Liam Santa Maria, there's the quote. Talk to me.
What are you hearing? Let's go. Let's get Ryan Brokoff.
I agree.
In the league. We got Jock Landell here.
Man, I pushed for this. I put this out there about 5 months ago and we shut down. I love this.
I love it.
Is it happening?
Too.
Is it a possibility to happen?
Of course it's a possibility to happen. This is not... I don't know if you eat many cupcakes.
This ain't a cupcake league.
Right, so
for a day I eat.
If you're not getting an NBA deal,
yeah,
you don't have an NBA jersey on your back, come and play in this league.
I couldn't agree more.
And Ryan Brokoff, I mean, Matt Logue in the report said, you know, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix is the logical destination if it indeed pans out that way. Of course it is. The guy's from Frankston.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for David Anderson, this man would be the mayor of Frankston. Mm-hmm. And he's a Southeast Melbourne guy. The Phoenix would love guys on the wing who are going to knock down shots just quietly. And... makes a lot of sense to me. Let's make it happen.
No, hang on a second. Homicide. He's just danced around this whole thing. Of course he'd be great in the league. Of course he'd be great at the Phoenix. Great in his backyard.
Right.
Where are the Phoenix? Are they discussing? Are they talking to Ryan Brokoff? Where do we sit?
Cam, this is not preschool. I mean, of course they're talking. Why would they not be talking to Ryan Brokoff?
So is there a date? Because how long does he wait to not get into the NBA?
The man is trying to get an NBA deal.
Yeah.
He's looking very closely at that. He's getting offers in Europe as well. And, of course, you know, if you're doing your due diligence, you're having that conversation and say, hey, this is the kind of contract that's ready to go if you're indeed keen to sign.
1 to 10, 1 being no chance, 10 being really likely signed. What number would you give?
I like his chances to get an NBA two-way contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a guy that teams would want to have on their wing. And he clearly likes his chances as well. So I think the number's reasonably low as a result of that.
All right, I'm with you. He'd be good in the league, wouldn't he?
He'd be great in the league, and it would just stamp the league even more to get a legitimate NBA player and an Aussie coming home to play. And I just feel that the Aussies that are coming from overseas playing not only strengthens the league, but it strengthens their individual chances to go exactly where they want to go after the year.
It'd be fun to watch. Let's hope it happens. Hashtag NBL overtime. Let's have a little look just quickly at round 4, because we're a couple of days away. It's been pushed back 24 hours due to the developing situation in Western Australia and Perth over the course of the weekend. We spoke earlier Friday night, Brisbane and Melbourne pushed back 24 hours. It's Cairns and New Zealand now on Saturday, so you see some of the changes there. What game are you most looking forward to, Homicide?
Sunday, I am pulling up.
You going?
I'm going. Got to see my team. They both my teams now. Shout out to Dory. Shout out to Tommy. I'm torn, but I'm in there.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to that game. Facts.
Jeez, I'm pumped for a few of these games.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for Friday night. That's going to be very fun. Mm-hmm. Brisbane are up and about. Melbourne undefeated. And this Cairns-New Zealand little mini-series, both these teams we talked about today are kind of getting off to a bit of a slow start. Let's see if one of them can roar their way back into things with a 2-0 weekend.
Last one quickly, Felix von Hoff today. Dexter Kurnitz-Drew has signed at the Kings as a replacement for Didi Lazada. Yes or no?
you don't sign an injury replacement for a neck start is one.
Yeah.
And that's not true as of this moment of recording. He hasn't signed anything, but he's definitely one of the guys that they're looking at.
Okay, I've been working on a new thing. Look at this, Skyhook. You ready? To NBL Overtime, get involved.